Hi everyone, welcome back to day two. I'm Tiffany.
And I'm Sam.
And last time we were learning about a new kind of celebrity, a new kind of famous person called YouTubers.
YouTubers.
Yeah. YouTubers are people who are famous for making their own YouTube videos.
Okay, and today, and yesterday's article was to talk about they are sometimes more popular than TV and movie stars.
Yeah, why is that? Because I think a lot of people feel like they're more relatable.
Yes.
So they're not like celebrities where we feel like there's a distance between them. It's impossible to meet them. YouTubers are like your average Joes. They're people like you and me.
Also, they interact with their fans all the time.
Exactly. So I think that's why a lot of people like YouTubers. Now, let's take a look at our article to learn more about them.
Reading. The rise of YouTubers. There's more to becoming a YouTuber than being funny or good-looking. First, you need a good camera, lighting, and sound equipment. This will help your video and sound quality be the best they can be. Of course, you then need to spend lots of time editing your videos to make them exciting. You'll also need to spend time writing scripts. Choose topics that you care about because viewers can tell whether you really care or not. If they feel your passion, then they'll be more engaged. Don't be afraid to be dramatic on screen. Last but not least, be consistent. Write and make videos regularly. Although it's hard work, making a video is the easy part. Getting fans is the hard part. You'll need to try your best to promote yourself on social media. This will mean more people following you. The more viewers you have, the better chance you will have of making money from being a world-famous YouTuber.
All right, so if you read day one of our article and you thought to yourself, it's actually quite easy to become a YouTuber. Well, actually, here are some things that you might have to think about before you start making your own videos. Now, the article says, there's more to becoming a YouTuber than being funny or good looking.
Okay.
Yeah, you can't just rely on your good looks, right? You have to do something more. So, there's more to means that there is more to A than B. For example, we can say there's more to life than staying indoors all day, right? Go outside, see the sun, there's a lot to do. Or there's more to the story than you think.
Okay, 所以呢 there is, there are, 这个呢就表示有没有哦。所以呢我们说 there is more A than B。OK, 就表示呢 A 比 B 更多表示呢 A 这个呢并不是你想的这么简单这样子的意思哦。那注意到我们在课文里面呢这边 there's more to, OK, 这个 to 呢注意到它是一个介系词，所以我们后面是接名词，或者是呢像我们这边 become 呢它是变成了 becoming, 变成要加上 V-I-N-G 动名词哦。
Next, the article says, first, you need a good camera, lighting,So it's the lights and sound equipment. So that's true. When you want to make a YouTube video, you want to make sure it looks nice. More people will want to look at it. So we need a good camera. We need lighting. So lighting is basically how people use light in a movie, play, or TV. And it makes you kind of your skin look good. And it makes the background brighter or something. And then we also see sound equipment. Now, equipment is basically the supplies or tools you use for a special purpose. So here we talk about sound equipment. So maybe you need a microphone and you need a good microphone as well. So people can actually hear the sound. We also talked about cameras and lighting. So those are called video equipments. So video equipment could mean like your video camera. What kind of camera you're using?
OK, 所以呢这边看到很多单字哦，在当一个 YouTuber 之前要准备一些，比方说呢我们讲 lighting 就是指照明设备哦，让你的皮肤看起来更漂亮啊，或是更亮。那 equipment 呢它只是泛指各种的设备哦，例如刚刚 Tiffany 讲的，你可能呢音效的设备你需要有麦克风啊，有音响啊，那摄影设备你可能要有摄影机，或者是呢你可能要有照相机或是你的手机等等等 ,equipment 就泛指这些设备。
The article says, This will help your video and sound quality be the best they can be. That's true. Usually when I watch YouTube videos, if I see the quality is not so good or it's very blurry and dark, I think, ew, looks kind of scary. I don't want to watch that. But if it's really nice and beautiful, you think, wow.
I'd like to keep on watching.
Yeah, I want to watch it too.
Okay. 所以呢这边课文就讲说因为呢有了这些设备呢它可以帮助呢你的影片让你的品质更好。品质哦 We saw the word quality.
That's right. Quality is our vocabulary word. It's spelled Q-U-A-L-I-T-Y. Quality. It's a noun and means how good or bad something is. So we can talk about sound quality. So how good or bad the sound sounds. So if it's good, for example, you have good sound, you need good sound quality to make a CD or to make an album.
Yes.
We want to hear the voices clearly. We want to hear the music clearly. We can also talk about food quality. Okay, how good or bad something tastes. If something has good food quality, it means it tastes good. Maybe it's prepared well. Use very nice ingredients. Now, when we're talking about YouTube videos, sometimes we want to watch videos that are in high quality videos. So they can be in HD. So that means that the videos are in very, very good shape. That means you can see things very clearly. For example, we can say,The use of gas cars affects the air quality.
OK, 所以呢 quality 这个字哦就是品质哦 OK, 比方说呢我们刚刚 Tiffany 例句里面讲到说呢这些哦你用这个汽油的车呢它们的排出废气呢会影响空气品质哦 air quality. 那呢我们在讲到产出呢或者是你在上面的时候常听到比方说 quality over quantity, 或者是呢 quantity over quality. OK, quantity 呢就是相对于品质 quality, quantity 指的就是数量。所以呢你是比较注重呢高品质低产出还是你要产出很多但是品质没有那么好的这个就见仁见智咯。
Definitely for me, quality over quantity.
Exactly.
Right, so next, the article says, of course, you then need to spend lots of time editing your videos to make them exciting. So, right, you film the stuff and you have to kind of cut.And edit your videos.
OK, 所以呢我们这边看到了课文就讲说呢你必须要花很多时间来剪辑你的影片了。我们这边看到花时间我们用 spend lots of time. 后面做什么事情呢注意到我们是用 editing, 是用呢原形动词要变成动名词的形式 spend lots of time editing your video, 花很多时间来剪辑你的影片。
So we saw the word edit. It's spelled E-D-I-T, edit. It's a verb and it means to prepare a film, recording, or photo to be seen or heard. Now, usually movies are made by directors and they film different kinds of scenes and they can film hours and hours of videos. Then what they do with this video is they go into the studio and they edit them. So they don't show you the movie as one long video. They actually cut it into different small videos or clips to make the movie scary, to make it exciting, or to make it funny. For example, we can say, My brother edited our family vacation video into an hour and a half movie.
OK, edit 这个字呢它这个动词就是编辑的意思哦。你可以呢编辑一个文章或是呢剪辑一支影片。例如呢刚刚 Tiffany 讲的例句哦他的弟弟呢把这个他们家族旅行的影片呢剪辑成一支一个半小时的影片。那有的时候呢你也可以代换成 revise, 修订哦。那 edit 就是编辑剪辑的意思。
So besides editing the videos, right? The article says, of course you'll also need to spend time writing scripts. So,You don't have to, you know, go on, you, that happens like, the way we do this is because we don't want to go on air, we don't want to make a video, and then you don't want to say nothing at all, don't know what to say. So you write a script. A script is basically a plan for what is going to be said or done in a play, movie, or a TV show. So a lot of TV shows, there's a script written first, so the actors know what lines to say or what to do, and this makes the TV show exciting for you guys.
OK, 所以呢我们看到这些 YouTuber 他准备了这么多给戏更重要的是呢他还要写这个 script. Script 呢就是剧本的意思咯。 脚本的意思。所以呢，在录你的影片之前呢，你呢必须要写下脚本或是你的剧本，这样子你在录的时候你才知道，哎，你等一下要讲什么，或是呢你要做什么事情，不然你站在摄影机前面可能一片空白，什么事情都做不了。
Yeah, we don't want to, you know, not say anything and make it really awkward for people. All right, so next the article says, choose topics that you care about because viewers can tell whether you really care or not. So, for example, if I create a video about video games, okay. I don't really play a lot of computer video games, and if I talk about it, a lot of people will know that, okay? She doesn't really like it. I don't want to watch anymore. Bye. You will click out of my video, I know. So, a viewer is a person who looks at a video or a movie. So, we watch a lot of YouTube videos, so we are called YouTube viewers.Okay,
所以呢相对于 YouTuber, 我们这些观赏的人呢我们就是 view 就是观看的，后面再加上 ER, 就变成了 viewer, 也就是观众的意思。那在这边呢我们用到这个字 whether, whether 在这边呢翻译为是否，我注意到我们是连接在一起 whether or not, whether 后面加一个子句再加上 not, OK, 你也可以换成 if, 那在这边呢它的意思就是是否、哦、OK, 这些呢 viewers, 这些呢观众呢他们 can tell, 可以呢分辨出什么呢 ？Whether you really care or not， 你是否呢真的在乎 ？Whether 呢，在这边就可以这样子使用。
And here we see our vocabulary word topic. It's spelled T-O-P-I-C, topic. It's a noun and it means the subject or the main idea. So we talked about earlier that YouTubers need to make their own content. So they can pick different topics to talk about. So if I am a YouTuber and I want to talk about makeup, then I need to think about different topics. For example, oh, what is the best eyeshadow? Or what is the best foundation to use? How do I take care of my skin? Those are called topics. And topics are usually a general idea. For example, we can use it in a sentence like this. The topic for our report at school is planets in outer space.
OK, 所以 topic 这个名词呢它呢就是主题的意思、哦、例如呢刚刚 Tiffany 讲的例句了，我们呢在学校要做这个报告的主题呢就是有关于这个外太空的行星。那这个字呢它也可以翻译为话题，你要讨论的事情，比方说我们这个课文在讲的 YouTuber, 在你影片里面呢你要带出什么样的主题，你的影片要讲什么样的议题。那你也可以换成其他字，比方说 subject 或是 issue, 这些主题议题你要在影片中讨论的事情。
Right, so we can also say if I had my own YouTube channel, the subject for today is blah, 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 blah. All right, so next.
blah, blah, blah.
Blah, 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 that's my topic. All right, next, the article says, if they feel your passion, then they'll be more engaged. So that's very true. If they feel like you really, really love this, people are like, oh, me too. I want to learn more about it as well.
OK, 所以呢在这边课文就讲说，如果观众呢能够感受到你的热情，他们呢就会更加喜爱你哦。那热情呢在这边我们课文用的单词就是 passion。
Right, passion is spelled P-A-S-S-I-O-N, passion. It's a noun and it means the strong feeling you have for something or someone. You get very excited about it and it's something that you deeply like or you really, really care about.For example, we could see it was Fran's passion to cook and make people happy.
Okay, passion 这个字呢，刚刚讲的就是热情的意思。你后面呢可以加上 for， 比方说呢 ，I got a passion for music. Okay, 我很热爱音乐，非常喜欢。那补充给大家呢 ，passionate 就是它的形容词哦，形容有热情的。例如呢、，a passionate speech. Okay, 充满热情的演讲，或者是呢 ，I'm passionate about music. 啊、哦，我对音乐呢非常有热情 ，I love it very much. Passion, passionate 就是这样子的意思。
What are you passionate about?
Video games. Really?
is it the computer video games or like?
I play console games.
PS4 or
yes.
something.
Yes.
okay, so you're very passionate about your video games. All right. So next, we saw the word engage. It's spelled E-N-G-A-G-E. Engage. It's a verb and it means to make people feel attracted by something, or to be really busy with an activity. So, for example, he is engaged in research. It means this person is very, very busy researching something. Or we can say, the child was completely engaged by the video game. Sam was completely engaged by the video game. It means that he was very, very into it. He was very busy playing this video game. Now, we also use engage in a different way. You can be engaged. Okay, when you use be engaged here, it means something completely different. It means it's a promise that you will marry someone else. The ring. Okay, but let's take a look at using engage like it is in the sentence here. It says, the magician engaged the audience with lots of tricks. So he made the audience feel, wow, this is so cool. And the people were interacting with this magician as well.
Okay, engage 呢在这边呢是表示吸引的意思、哦、你可以呢说 attracted 这个字呢也可以指投入从事参展或者像我们刚刚讲说订婚了 She's engaged 她已经订婚了那在课文这边呢回到我们这个吸引的意思、哦、刚刚的例句呢就是说 The magician 这个呢魔术师呢他呢吸引他的观众用什么东西呢用他很多很多不同的魔术戏法、
Next the article says Don't be afraid to be dramatic on scene So yeah I agree I thinkon YouTube, you really want to stand out. So it's okay to do something really crazy.
Out of the box.
something out of the box. But also just be careful for your own safety. I know a lot of people make videos and they do a lot of dangerous things. And it's actually a bad example.
OK, 好那课文在这边就讲说要当网红呢不能害羞。Drama 这个名词呢就是指戏剧哦。那在这边呢是用形容词 dramatic。Dramatic 呢就是非常夸张的、哦。你想红呢当然就要做一点夸张的事情但是呢要注意安全了。
Don't do anything silly. Alright, the article then says, last but not least,Be consistent. Now, when we use the phrase last but not least, it means the last thing you want to talk about, but it doesn't necessarily mean it's not as important as the previous things you talked about. So maybe you have a list of things you want to say, and then there's a last thing that you want to say, but it doesn't mean it's not as important. So we can say last but not least.
OK, 英文写作呢里面我们很常需要用到条列式说明不只是英文写作在中文也很常用到、哦、那这个时候呢我们很常就会需要用到这个叙述的用法我们呢说叙述就是 first, second, third 第一、第二、第三这个是叙述那我们讲的 one, two, three 这个是基数那你在条列式的时候你就可以讲说 first, blah, blah, blah second, blah, blah, blah third, blah, blah, blah 就是第一步、第二步、第三步那呢在我们今天的课文里面呢他就在讲说这个要成为网红你要准备很多事情像我们刚刚讲要准备仪器啊要准备脚本啦但是呢我们这边用到的这个说法了最后一点 last but not least 指的呢就是诶这个是我最后最后要讲的但是呢它不是最不重要的一样要给我注意听这样子的意思咯、
So we have to be consistent in our topics and the things that we say So consistent is an adjective and it means to happen or develop in the same way and it just means that you don't jump from topic to topic So if you do decide to have a YouTube channel about makeup, then talk about makeup. Don't talk about
Yes.
politics one day, and then next you talk about finance, and then you talk about fashion, and then you talk about video games. People will get confused. The viewers will feel very confused. So if you're all about makeup, stick to that topic.
OK, 凡事呢最难就在持之以恒哦所以 consistent 呢就是表示你要始终如一哦你必须要持续产出而且你的内容必须要是一致的我们可以讲说这个名词 consistency, 你的东西呢必须是要维持一致的内容不要呢今天讲美妆明天讲政治诶这样你的观众呢可能不知道你在讲什么所以呢你要一直保持的 consistent 就是始终如一持续的产出接近的内容，这样你的观众才会一直追踪你咯。
And then the article says, write and make videos regularly. So that's important. That's also a way to be consistent as well.
OK, 所以刚刚讲说 consistent 是一致的那在这边呢我们讲另外一个字 regularly, OK, 就表示呢你要产出你的内容呢是要规律而且经常的产出所以 could you please explain?
Yeah, of regularly? course. Regularly is our vocabulary word and spelled R-E-G-U-L-A-R-L-Y. It's an adverb, regularly. and it means on a regular basis. So it's quite often, very often. So bakers need to check the cakes regularly in the oven. Okay, that they have to do that because they want to make sure it doesn't burn, or like they want to make sure that something doesn't go wrong. Or you can get a regularly checkup at the doctor's. It means that you go there from time to time and very often to make sure that, okay, you're healthy, everything is in good shape. We can also use it in a sentence like this. My dad and his friends play golf together regularly. That means my dad and his friends go play golf quite often.
Okay, regular 这个形容词呢就是规律的定期的。那在这边呢我们是用副词哦 ,regularly, 就是呢规律的。比方说呢你做一个 YouTuber, 你每个礼拜五上传影片固定而且不间断这就是 regularly。那呢 Tiffany 刚刚的例句就讲到说呢他的爸爸跟呢朋友们呢经常的会去打高尔夫球规律而且定期的。
Mm-hmm. Although it's hard work, making a video is the easy part. Getting fans is the hard part.
没有错，但是呢，要怎么样让更多人来追踪你呢？
You'll need to try your best to promote yourself on social media. So to try your best is to do your best. So do your best in getting people to follow you on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Weibo, etc.
Okay, try one's best 表示呢，就是尽你的全力哦，尽你的全力呢来 promote， 也就是宣传你自己哦。那在哪里宣传呢？我们说 social media 就是指社群网站。
Lastly, the article says, this will mean more people following you.
没错，你多推销自己呢，就有越来越多人会追踪你咯。
The more viewers you have, the better chance you will have of making money from being a world-famous YouTuber.
Okay, 所以呢，最后我们这边讲到了，他说呢 ,more 怎样 ,better 怎么样 ,the more 怎样，逗号后面 ,the better 怎样，就是越多怎么样，后面就越好怎么样，这样子的用法咯。
All right, so let's take a quick break and we'll be right back with our For You chat.
For You Chat.
All right, our For You Chat question for today is, if you were a YouTuber, what would you make videos about? Why?
Okay, video games? Video games maybe, or maybe cooking.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because I'm not a good cook, so it should be interesting.
Yeah, and actually it'd be really fun to learn how to cook while making your own YouTube video、
yes.
at the same time. I'm not too sure what I would do. I'm definitely not going to do makeup. I'm not very good at that. Maybe I would like to do cooking or something outdoorsy. I think that would be kind of interesting and cool. All right, so you guys can think about this question yourselves. If you were a YouTuber, what would you make videos about and why? You can talk about it with your friends, but that's all the time that we have today. I'm Tiffany.
I'm Sam.
We'll see you guys soon.
Bye.
The rise of YouTubers. There's more to becoming a YouTuber than being funny or good-looking. First, you need a good camera, lighting, and sound equipment. This will help your video and sound quality be the best they can be. Of course, you then need to spend lots of time editing your videos to make them exciting.You'll also need to spend time writing scripts. Choose topics that you care about because viewers can tell whether you really care or not. If they feel your passion, then they'll be more engaged. Don't be afraid to be dramatic on screen. Last but not least, be consistent. Write and make videos regularly. Although it's hard work,Making a video is the easy part. Getting fans is the hard part. You'll need to try your best to promote yourself on social media. This will mean more people following you. The more viewers you have, the better chance you will have of making money from being a world-famous YouTuber.
Vocabulary Review.
Quality. The quality of Peter's work has been poor lately because he's been feeling sick. Edit. It often takes more than a month to edit a movie before it is released in theaters. Topic. The topic of Aaron's speech.Is how much he loves his family. Passion. My aunt has a real passion for cars. She loves driving and working on them. Engage. The bright colors and funny sounds in children's TV shows are meant to engage kids. Regularly. Jane regularly searches the internet.For her own name, to see what results come up.